This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Jim, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
We have a little bit of a mixed bag here in the overnight market. We had corn trying to find support right down near the lows that were scored right there at the end of March on the March quarterly grain stock report and acreage number. So we're finding a little bit of technical support there. The bean market's trying to rebound a little bit, up about 6 cents overnight, a little bit of mixed bag in the wheat market. Chicago wheat was trading a little bit higher, Kansas City wheat a little bit lower. News on is coming out of the overnight is relatively limited. So what we're looking for demand right now and just kind of keep an eye on what the weather's going to do. We've been very, very wet across the Midwest. There's no doubt about it. In Iowa, you know, you've had it been wetter than I have here in northern Illinois. We're trying to get that final percent of the crop planted. The weather does look like it's going to cooperate. It looks like when you look at the longer range maps, we are going to dry down. They're talking below normal rainfall, but they're also talking below normal temps. So it'll be interesting to see how the market views below normal temps here the next couple of days to into next week.
Jim, did you have any takeaways from those crop ratings that we received on Monday?
They were pretty amazing, actually. I mean, I think they were a little bit better than what the trade was thinking, you know, and it shows that at least on the viewpoint of the people that gave you those numbers. And remember, it's just a snapshot. They just ask certain people to give their viewpoint. That person gives it. They consolidate the data. But essentially, the snapshot shows that in general, the viewpoint of those participants say this crop is off to a very good start. But, you know, does that mean we're going to have a record yield, Mark? No. They're really the correlation between where the crop ratings start here and where they end up and where the yields end up, there's really just not much of a correlation. As we get into June, July weather into August for the beans, that is going to be the determining factor where this crop ends up.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Today's agriculture demands expertise, and no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
July corn down a half cent at 442 even. July soybeans up 5 3/4 at 1184 3/4. July soybean meal up $2.70 at 357.80. July soybean oil up 17 cents at 43.79. On the Merc, June live cattle up 12 cents at 182.30. August feeder cattle down 10 cents at 255.92. June lean hogs down 40 cents at 92.30. June pork cutout down 42 cents at 102.75. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.